Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am joined by Bill the Producer.
Ooh.
And it's about damn time. I mean, because, you know,
we've done precious little producing.
Well, we've been traveling.
That's true. And celebrating
accordingly. It's our 18-year anniversary. We're into our 18th year of doing this goofy little radio show about diving. Now, I was celebrating
Happy anniversary in style last week in New York City.
And at the Beneath the Sea dive show. If you didn't catch that broadcast, go back and listen to the podcast. It was a lot of fun. Highlight for me was when Jean-Michel Cousteau, I'm talking to him about his Ocean Futures organization, and he's sharing, you know, the latest news about that with the folks up there in New Jersey at the dive event. And towards the end of our little chat, all of a sudden he points across the aisle and he goes, "Oh my God, it's Stan Waterman!" And it was like a little girl. He was like excited, like a little girl. It was like he's seen the Beatles. It was the funniest thing. And then I went over and talked to Stan Waterman, who's a industry legend,
right?
And so it just was a cool experience last week to share a few of our fish tales with some friends that we've made over the years, one being Jean-Michel. And by the way, before I forget, I can't forget. There's so many people to thank, and I tried to do that a little bit online this week on Facebook. But we wouldn't be here without the dive god, Neil Watson. And we haven't talked to Neil lately. He's been doing dealing with some personal stuff. It's all good. He's going to get through things, and he's going to join us sooner as opposed to later. I have no doubt about it. But I had to do a little shout-out to our buddy, the dive god, this week, because I can't imagine doing an anniversary show without him. This is probably the first one ever. And it's just he has some stuff going on he's dealing with, but it's all good. He'll be back soon, and you'll hear all about it when the time is right. But in the studio with me right now, I have our good buddy CJ.
What's up?
That would be Curly Johnson, as we discovered.
Man, you're
a couple
really sticking with that, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, we had a question from a viewer. A couple weeks ago, asked what CJ stand for, because we got Bubble Boy, who, by the way, celebrated a birthday this week on our anniversary, April Fool's Day, no fooling. And so Jimmy, as we like to call him internally here, is in the studio with us, Jimmy, the Bubble Boy. But they asked about CJ.
Now he's a bubble man.
That's you think
right.
So?
I don't. Yeah, he's had another birthday.
I don't think that makes him a man.
Bubble really man.
A bubble guy.
I'm going to say no on that. But
bubble
they asked about,
dude.
Well, so Bubble Boy, Bill the Producer, Captain Patrick is in with us from the World of Boating, hanging over today, too. And everybody has their own little nickname. What's CJ's? And, well, we found out on the air it was actually Curly Johnson. That's what it stands for.
It's weak, dude.
Well, I'm just saying.
Powerful week.
I'm just trying to educate our listeners accordingly. It may take 18 years to get it done that way sometimes, but that's what you got to do. Also, via the web right now, we do have our buddy Jerry the Diver Guy, and I believe Dennis both have joined us online there. Guys, how are you? Say hi, check in, say, do your thing. Salute, whatever you want to do. Jerry? Yeah? No?
Hey, it's me, Jerry the Diver Guy. I'm here.
You sound... I forgot to flip a switch.
I'm waiting to get my switch flipped.
Is that what it is?
That's what's happening.
He sounds nothing like that. That's
you
not
know,
even an
true.
Accent.
I didn't think I was going to have to do it, so I just started talking.
I thought
was going to happen was that you were going to just press the button since you're a radio professional.
Yeah.
You know,
and that's what we do.
Jerry, you sound remarkably like a young Bill. on the Scuba Radio
A young
Christmas
Bill or an old
play.
Bill? Sounded like an old
he
Bill.
He sounds
to
like
me.
The young Bill.
Actually, oh, no. This is young Bill. Hi. Hi, CJ.
Oh, there
Hi,
he is.
Hi, Jimmy. Hi, Patrick. Can I call you Pat?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Actually, can I do Jerry's voice since he stood in for me for the play?
I don't know.
I will play that son of a gun up our hillbilly accent like you would not believe.
Well, no. There's Captain Patrick and Jerry the Diver guy is with us right now. So, Jerry, give us your best Captain Patrick like from the Christmas play we did this year. What do you think? Go. You're on now.
Okie dokie.
See? I don't know about you, but I couldn't tell them apart.
That was the best Jerry I ever heard.
That was Jerry as Patrick.
Oh, that was Jerry.
CJ.
Listen, Jerry.
See, you can't even tell. That's my point.
No, Jerry, if you're going to do my voice, you have to get the subtlety.
No, wait. Hold, just to clarify, on the World of Boating, you said if Jerry's going to do you, you want to know about it in advance. That's what I remember hearing.
I think you said, he's never going to do me again. I haven't walked right since December.
It was something about the limp. Yeah. Was the accident or something?
I'm going to have to take Captain Patrick out to the tool shed.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, as you can tell, today is going to be kind of a crazy show because we're going to do a little reflection on 18 years of doing this goofy little radio show about diving. I am very fortunate to be able to do this to this day. And you know, last week we kind of celebrated with people in the industry at Beneath the Sea at the big dive event. But this time it's the hometown crew here in Orlando, Florida. So we brought everybody together. And, I'm going to run around the room and ask you to reflect on some of the highlights that you actually remember. Because a lot of them I can't. And so the purpose of the show really is to document what has happened. Because my brain cells have been erased pretty much after, just a couple nights in New Jersey will do that to me when I'm hanging with Jerry the Diver guy. And Jerry will back me up because he had some spring water with him last weekend. And I don't know. Have you recovered, Jerry, or what? What do you think?
No, I haven't recovered.
Yes.
No. I'm kind of like Simon. I still ain't found my liver yet.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, there was Facebook post from Simon and Dominique, who was with our crew, and he said he left his liver in New Jersey. Bill, I think there's a song there somewhere, for sure.
Is Jerry the Diver guy and Captain Rusty one in the same?
They are not one in the same because, and I'll say this absolutely 100%, I have heard you give Jerry the Diver guy advice, and he took it. Which means it couldn't possibly be Captain Rusty.
And my advice, never do my voice again.
Well, you know,
okie dokie.
You know, Jerry gave an award-winning performance on the Christmas play and played the role of Captain Patrick. And I thought he did great.
I thought he did a fantastic job as well. I understand sometimes when you're not used to hearing your own voice outside of your own head that you don't realize when someone just nails it. But Jerry had you down.
You know, we may be a little too close to this. Now, Dennis is on the line with us as well, and he's been listening to Scuba Radio for some time. And I'm sure, Dennis, you heard that Christmas play we did this year, and you heard this performance by Jerry the Diver guy. So my guess is you probably blocked this out like most people that have a brain. However, do you have any reflection of that or recall any flashback memories of that performance that you would like to comment on or share?
I have thoroughly blocked that out.
Yes, okay.
I think I've even deleted that from the podcast, too.
Well, you know, that's exactly what we're going for. And so our goal of just annoying our listeners, what few we have, and that's just
rousing success.
Well, thank you. Okay. And that's what we do. But anyway, and you know, we got another hour and a half or so to see what we can accomplish in that regard today. Do you think we can do more of that, Bill? What do you think?
Okie dokie.
that's a
good Jerry the Diver guy for sure. All right. So
at least he tries.
Yeah. And by the way, there's rumors that being it's the Easter weekend, that Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa is going to coming by because he saw some pictures from Captain Slate down in Key Largo dressed up in a life-size bunny suit diving, and he gave me a call this week to congratulate us on our anniversary. He says, "Hey Greg, I want to come in and wish you an anniversary and it's happy Easter. I got an Easter egg for you, something." And
I knew it.
What?
You're him.
What do you mean?
You are Drunken Santa.
CJ,
I just heard you do the voice perfectly.
No, I was doing my best. You know, I've learned from professional actors like Jerry the Diver Guy.
And Tara Reid.
And how to channel. Yeah, and Tara Reid.
And we actually have on tape Jerry the Diver Guy doing an impersonation of Drunken Santa.
We do. Yeah. How's it go?
Hokey dokey.
That's not bad.
Now, does Santa wear a bunny suit?
Well, he said
for
he was.
Time of year?
He had seen Captain Slade wearing a bunny suit on his dives there in Isla Mirada, and I guess that inspired him to do something. So, look, I don't need to channel all my holiday festive activities to one particular holiday. Let me spread it out and share the love with Easter. Yeah, diversify. Maybe that's what. So we'll find out how that goes here on today's big show. Stay close.
Okie dokie.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it. Happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it. Happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary.
Everybody.
Happy anniversary.
Come on.
Happy anniversary.
All right, with the exception of Drunken Santa, who just stumbled in. So I guess, you know, you got to take the good with the bad there. But, you know, really, a bunny.
He's constantly insulting me. Constantly.
You know, a bunny suit, really, Santa? I mean, I don't know. I mean, the Santa outfit was bad
enough. It was either that or a bloody crucifix.
I thought you would at least have a new one. I mean, this one looks as dirty and smelly as the. Well, the Santa suit.
No, it's supposed to be brown.
Okay. All right. Well,
it's camouflage.
I'm going to assume
it was
that's
originally
chocolate.
A bear suit.
Yeah.
And then I got a different ears.
Yeah. Okay. Well, happy Easter to you, too, I guess.
I might have some peeps. I might have some peeps for you.
Okay. And that's not an entourage, is it? That's not a. You mean
I
peeps and like the little marshmallow?
So I don't know what that
okay.
word means.
Okay. All right. Well, we have Drunken Santa with us, unfortunately. So But first, can I talk about what happened up in Jersey before we get into your nonsense?
And happy happy anniversary.
Yes. Well, yeah, 18 years we've been doing this, Santa.
18 months.
Well, years. No.
Wait, no eight, way.
What, 18 months? Why did you say 18 months?
That's
what
he got sentenced
to. Oh, he's on probation for 18
months.
No,
it's time served.
Time. Okay.
Everything is...
All right. Well, Patrick, take him over contest. Into the corner there, so I can. I want to share.
Hey!
I need to share some of the color commentary of what happened behind the scenes last week when we were beneath the sea and up in New York.
I'll shut up.
Yeah. Yeah. Please. Yeah. Just stand over there. That's about. I'm not getting the
by the steel drum
away from the fan that's blowing the wind this way. Well, yeah, they're right over there. That's good. That's good. All right. So
I'm going to go find some ice.
Yeah, yeah. Just stay right over there. All right. So before we went over to New Jersey for the Beneath the Sea Dive Show, and I got together with our, Jerry the Diver guy, who's with us today. And you had a great time at the event, right, Jerry? That was fun. Come on. Wasn't it? Or did we lose him? I think I might have lost
the guy. Okie dokie.
Well, we have that. Well, there
Beneath
they are.
Beneath the Sea was okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Yes, if you say so. Yeah. I don't know. Well, Jerry, are you there with us now? I think something dropped. There he is.
I'm
okay.
Here, Jerry.
Yeah, you had a great
minor technical difficulties.
Yes. That'll do that up in Virginia at Mountain Divers where he's based.
Too much spring water.
Yeah, that doesn't mix good with the wires there, Jerry. So don't mix the two. But you had a great time in New Jersey with me last week, right? We had a fun time.
Oh, yes. We had a blast.
Yeah, and having our dive industry friends together was a good time. So we went over to Jersey and met up with Jerry there at the show and walked the show, and you heard the results of that on the air last week. However, before we got to that, before I got over to Jerry and some of the other folks like Jerry Beatty and some other folks, the Scuba Cowboy and the Mermaids and that kind of thing, I spent some time in New York City. I was fortunate enough, because of my connections with Sharknado 3 and that I'm in the movie, that I was able to score some tickets to Late Night with Seth Meyers. And if you saw the Scuba Radio Facebook page, you saw half my face that was on national TV. It was not my better half, and I apologize for that. But trust me, the other half is way better. But I got a lot of people coming up to me at the show saying, Greg, I saw half your face on Seth Meyers. Yeah, it was okay. And I appreciate the fact that I wasn't mobbed and the paparazzi didn't really ruin my trip. So I do thank you in advance for not making a big scene at Beneath the Sea. But I did that. And then the next night we saw Jimmy Fallon. I high-fived Jimmy Fallon. And Seth Meyers, the other guy on there, what's his name? He's some actor guy, Ben Stiller. Yeah, he was on there. Not as big a billing as my half face. However, he was on there talking about shark diving. Did you guys see? Yeah.
Ben Stiller was talking about shark diving.
Stiller had just gotten back from South Africa diving with
them some real sharks down there in South Africa.
I think he was talking about blue sharks. I don't think they were great whites from what he was saying, but he did say South Africa, and they showed a little video clip of it, and they were talking about how scary it was and that kind of thing. But he seemed to enjoy it. It was a bit of an adrenaline rush for him. But I was kind of blown away, I was honored that they decided to talk about diving, being that I was there at the show that day. And at the show, I mean in the audience.
And not talk to you at all.
Correct. I mean, well, they respect
your privacy.
Yeah, exactly.
Really cool that they respected your privacy.
You know, it's like, hey, we have this guy from Sharknado 3. He's in the audience, but, doesn't really want to cause a scene. That kind of thing. So, by the way, you like the poster there?
I do.
CJ,
really sharp with the nice new big black frame and mounted up on the wall.
What do you think of that, Bubble Boy?
Very
professional. That's pretty sweet, isn't it?
I like it. I like the shark a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you
see the autograph on it?
Yeah. It says,
you got it autographed.
Yeah. It says Tara Reid, Ian Zerline, and Greg the Dive Master. And then I signed to Greg the Dive Master. Stay wet, my friend, Greg the Dive Master. And then we framed it, put it up in the studio.
What do the spaceships have to, or those fighter planes, or what are they?
Well, there's an element in Sharknado 3. I can't give away the whole plot there, CJ. However,
what good? Come on.
The sharks there could be an alien influence in
ancient aliens.
This episode of Sharknado 3. But other than that, I can't. I can't.
It looks like part of it's in space.
Well, I can't say any more than that because, out of respect for my fellow actors and dedication to the craft, well, you know, I have to maintain.
Greg, you know, you are an extra, right?
Extra genius. Yeah. Hello. Right.
It's Easter weekend. He's an extra.
That's hilarious.
You are a guy who walks around in the background.
Yeah. Anyway, so. We do Seth Meyers.
Uncredited.
And then, Jimmy Fallon. High five Jimmy Fallon at the end of the show. They ran out of time, and that didn't make it to the screen. So, you know, you got to cut him some slack on that. But anyway, what are you going to do? And so the next day, I went over to Sirius XM. We take a visit up there every year before we go over to Beneath the Sea. They're right there by Rockefeller Center in the McGraw-Hill building. And it's fun to go up to that facility because my friend there, Human Newman, yes, that's his name, just like Jimmy the Bubble Boy, Bill the Producer, Curly Johnson, everybody has a nickname. Human Newman is his name. And he, we go up there and catch up. Share some radio stories and take a little tour of the Sirius XM studios, and there's always celebrities walking the hall. This time, I saw one of the crew from Howard Stern, as I usually do. It was Shuley. He's one of their news reporters. Real nice guy. Got a picture. It's up there on Facebook. But then I run into the guy who presses the Sirius button that keeps that service on that you see on TV. I'm going to tell you all about it. The guy who actually maintains the service of Sirius XM around the world, well, at least over the U.S. and North America. We'll tell you all about it next, right here on the World's First Radio Show. The Word is Dive.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
What the heck is he doing? Is that drunken Santa passed out in my backyard here at the home studio, CJ?
It's either that or a really big rabbit.
What the heck? Is he hiding Easter eggs?
You got rabbit infestation.
He's hiding Easter eggs in my backyard.
Those
or
are
something.
Not Easter eggs he's laying, Greg.
Oh, brother. Well, I thought he'd want to hear this story about who I ran into a Sirius XM.
I don't think he cares.
You don't think? You're probably right.
I don't think any
right.
of us care, but go
well, no,
on.
No, you should, because it's kind of cool. You know, you've seen those Sirius XM commercials, right? That were
you ran
pretty
into,
much...
to Spooley.
I ran into Shuley from Howard Stern, but I also ran into the guy from the TV commercials who happens to be Mark Goodman, one of the original MTV VJs.
Yeah, a little more famous for that.
Yeah, but he's also the guy. What was funny, we were walking around doing the tour of Sirius XM, and I'm telling, Mermaid Tiffany and her friend were with us, Sierra, and we were walking through the thing, and I said, hey, that's where he presses the button. That's the actual spot from the commercial where he's pressing the button to turn on the free service for Sirius XM when they have their free trials, right? And lo and behold, we see him, like, 5 minutes later. And, he didn't really talk to me, but he definitely wanted to talk to the mermaids.
What a surprise.
No, he did. He was actually
very
gracious.
You're very populated when you're surrounded by mermaids.
I was like, dude, I know you. You're from MTV. You were hanging with Martha Quinn in downtown Julie Brown. And he was very nice, and that was kind of cool. So I saw him, and I saw one of the dudes from Fox and Friends at Del Frisco's downstairs. So I did a little celebrity hobnobbing when I was in New York before Beneath the Sea. And Bubble Boy and CJ seem to be tickled pink by this as much as I was.
Well, yes. Many laughs, Greg. Laughs.
Well, I mean, laughs. I mean, I was impressed.
You mispronounced Martha Quinn's name in a very funny way.
I don't know why you say that, because I don't think I did. I think it came out perfectly how I thought it would in my mind. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
All right, we got a Dan tip, and can we bring in Drunken Santa here from the...
Oh, that'll be perfect.
Well, it's Easter.
Yeah, let's roll him over and drag his.
All right. Well, if that ain't enough, we got Pup, the Scuba Cowboy, is actually in Saba. He's going to report in from there next as well. Stay close. Right after Dan.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio, Divers Consumer Tip number 276. When the apocalypse comes and the zombies take over the world.
Any zombies out there?
Divers, fear not. You'll have plenty of time to swim to safety as the undead gorge themselves on brain coral.
Don't say that.
What? Brain coral.
That.
This is now the United States of Zombieland.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What do we need to know today, Nick?
Your dive site.
I don't have a dive site.
You do when you're diving, and you need to know it well.
Okay, I'll bite. How do I get to know a dive site? Swim up and introduce myself?
Well, that would certainly be one approach. But the introduction begins before you ever even get near the water. When preparing to visit a dive site, the first thing you should do is familiarize yourself with its location.
Wouldn't that be a given? Otherwise, how do I get there?
You're funny. I don't mean the city and state. I mean where the dive site is located and what factors might need to be taken into consideration. For example, if the dive site is in the ocean, how far from shore is it?
Oh, I get it. If it's land-based, how will you access it?
Exactly. Is it remote, or will supplies and resources be available if you need them?
I imagine the answers to these questions help you know what to bring with you.
Sure they do. If you know where there is no place to stock up on water, for instance, you know to bring plenty of it on your own. Similarly, if you know you're going to be heading, I don't know, 20 miles out to sea, you'll know to have whatever you need with you, as it won't be a quick ride back to the dock.
You know, I remember from another safety tip that you want to check out what emergency equipment and resources are on site, too.
Wow! You just made my day. Seriously?
I feel a little verklempt.
You're welcome.
But you are absolutely right. Part of knowing your dive site is knowing what you'll need to do in the event of an emergency. And that includes knowing what emergency resources are at hand, where's the nearest medical facility, and if any emergency procedures may be in place. Of course, if you're going to be in a location that has no formal dive operation in place, you'll need to cover all of that yourself.
What about the dive itself?
Before you ever enter the water, you should have at least some idea of what to expect. You should know the appropriate water temperature, the basics of the site topography, or hazards you might want to avoid, as well as any information available on currents, weather, and other appropriate factors.
What about marine life?
Absolutely. You should be aware of what marine life may be on the site. Critters are not only part of the excitement of diving, but should an unexpected encounter occur, you should be sure to have the appropriate first aid equipment with you.
So how do you go about researching a dive site?
In today's world, it's never been easier. You're living in the information age, and never has so much information been so readily available about, well, pretty much anything you want to look up. In terms of researching a dive site, the internet is good. Books, magazines, dive centers, and other divers are also outstanding resources, and the list goes on.
What about Dan?
Certainly, Dan can be a resource. If you need to know anything about emergency resources or medical care in the area, give us a call.
So it sounds like the whole point of this is the more familiar you are with a dive site before you get in the water, the less likely you are to run into trouble.
You've got it exactly right. There's no such thing as a foolproof plan, but it's well known that proper preparation and planning significantly reduce your chances of something going wrong. So by taking some time to learn about the dive site you'll be diving, you're taking action to increase your dive safety.
Knowledge is power, right?
You know it.
Exploring new places is one of the best parts of diving. But part of being a good explorer is learning what's already known about a given location. So before you head to your dive site, take some time to learn what you're diving into. A little familiarity ahead of time can help increase the fun and your safety. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy.
Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
We are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're celebrating 18 years of doing this goofy little show, believe it or not. Today, Bill, the producer.
I'm hoping you can go back to telling more stories about the guy that you met in the hallway who created The Price is Right and Password
Merv
and Password
Griffin?
Plus and
Mark
Family
Goodman?
Feud.
Bill Todson.
I think it's Goodson and Todman. Yes, yeah, I think you've mispronounced it.
No,
not your first mispronunciation of the day. I'll point that out.
No, it's Mark Goodman. Isn't that what
Goodson?
I said?
Mark Goodson.
No.
Bill Todman.
No. Mark Goodman is who I met from MTV.
You did
one
not
the original
meet the
MTV.
Zombie of Bill Goodson.
I might have met a zombie because, you know, Mark Jerry had this moonshine, spring water with him.
Uh-huh.
And we saw a few Walking Dead type folks. And as a matter of fact, part of our crew could have been that. So, but I blame Jerry for that.
Okay.
For making memories, so to speak. But yeah, it was
So you met Mark Goodson.
No, we met Mark Goodman, one of the original MTV VJs, and he was very gracious, especially when he met our mermaids, Tiffany and Sierra.
I understand now.
Yeah, but he was a real nice guy. He really was. I told him I was a big fan, loved his Sirius XM commercials, and then he kind of gave me that cockeyed look that I get pretty much universally, and then we went on our tour. But it was nice, a nice visit, and Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends, I saw him as well. So, you know, hobnobbing with all these celebs, you know, I'm trying to, get used to how they, you know, consult with them on how you deal with the paparazzi when you're, you know, in movies and things like that, because this whole Sharknado thing. I'll tell you what, I signed autographs at Beneath the Sea, by the way.
What?
I did. First time, actually.
Did they think your last name was Cousteau?
Or Durst?
No, they saw the Sharknado 3 posters that we had, that their new movie poster. They sent me a bunch of them to hand out at Beneath the Sea, and it says Sharknado 3, Oh Hell No. That's their marketing campaign for the movie that comes out in July. And by the way, it coincides with the 40-year anniversary of Jaws. So you got Jaws, you got Sharknado, the old and the new. What does this mean? I'll tell you, the kids ate it up, literally. They love the posters, and when they said, you're actually in the movie? I'm like, yeah. He says, would you sign it? I'm like, well, how much money you got? And so I made a good 50 cents from some 10-year-old Boy Scouts that were next to us in the booth.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's something. Did they say, I love your chicken, Colonel Sanders?
I don't know what you're talking about there. I have no idea what you mean. And anyway, so we had a great time and hobnobbing with some celebs up there in the Big Apple and then with our diving friends in the dive industry. But I'm telling you, this Sharknado thing could be big. And there's some other stuff going on behind the scenes with the release of the film in July that's going to coincide not only with the Dima show, maybe. We'll see where that goes because that'll be in November. But, you know, you have not only the 40-year anniversary of Jaws, but Shark Week, I believe, is being moved up to the same time as well. So there's some PR folks that are tying possibly Sharknado, the 40-year anniversary of Jaws, and Shark Week all together.
You can't change Shark Week, man. You can't change the 4th of July to just whatever day you want.
Oh, yeah.
It's a holiday,
and
man.
I'll tell
Shark
you what.
Week. I've already requested time off from work.
Well, check this out.
You can't just go screwing around with this because of some stupid movie.
You know, Discovery Channel has a new president who came over from Disney, I believe. And, you know, they got a lot of heat, not just from our crew here at Scuba Radio last few years because all those mockumentaries they were doing during Shark Week and trying to fool people into there, some massive shark out there ready to eat everyone.
Megalodon.
Yeah, Megalodon. They had the one off of the coast of South Africa at Seal Island. And I railed on it, just like everyone else who has a clue to sharks and shark conservation. It was very irresponsible.
However, Fox News gave it three thumbs up.
They did not. And I will tell you that, I feel that Shark Week had literally jumped the shark a few years ago and that it had lost what little credibility it had many years ago. And we've talked about this before, Bill. The new president of Discovery has come in and said that he is going to put a stop to that and bring Discovery back to its roots and make Shark Week not so, at least take that element off the table.
In fact, he has gone on to say, we are going to limit Honey Boo Boo to only three weekly series.
Well, that is not on Discovery Channel. Honey Boo Boo went off 2 years ago, Bill. Okay. So, shows how what little you know.
Or care.
You know?
But go on.
Anyway, you know, this could be a good thing. And the reason, honestly, when we cut through all the BS, which obviously I spew a lot of, it took 18 years of practice to get to this good, to this point. The Sharknado 3 thing, in all honesty, the reason I'm having so much fun with this is not only is it such a great goof, and we can get a lot of fun, entertainment value out of this. I think the dive industry should be embracing this movie, unlike when Jaws came out. And if you remember when Sharknado, the first one, came out, the buzz before the movie was released was tremendous.
Hold on, listen to me.
When Sharknado came off, came out before it came out, you remember the people were calling up the news channels and saying, "Hey, could this really happen?" And it was getting all this buzz. And
because people are stupid,
yes,
that is stupidity.
Okay, I'll explain myself.
Sharknado, really? Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving, flying, and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving, flying, and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why I wanted to tell you about Nanook Professional Protective Cases. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook cases generally cost less than similar products currently on the market. From an iPhone to a full set of dive gear, whatever you need to shield from the elements, Nanook Professional Protective Cases has the size, shape, and color for you. Go to Nanook.com. That's Nanook.com for Nanook Professional Protective Cases. The evolution of protection.
There are two certainties in scuba divers' lives, depth and taxes. Tax season is a perfect time to kick off your spring training and prepare for those summer trips. Whether you want to realize your dive dreams, refresh your scuba skills, or register for your next specialty course, Paddy is your passport to adventure. Start or continue your dive journey by visiting paddy.com/tax refund. That's PADI.com/tax refund. This year, look to Paddy to help turn your tax refund from Uncle Sam into a refund for Mother Nature. Paddy, the way the world learns to dive.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Do we got plans?
As a matter of fact, I do.
I don't like it when you have plans.
I'm allowed to have plans on my birthday.
It's your birthday?
Yes.
I knew that. Already?
Yeah, isn't that strange? It's the same day as last year.
Go shorty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck.
Hey now! Hey, it is Bubble Boy's birthday this week, as well as the 18-year anniversary of Scuba Radio birthday, I guess, in a sense. Both of us are far from maturity. We don't try to act like anything.
Greg, my birthday's was actually April 2nd, but after being on your show, I traveled back in time and had them induce labor a day early on my mom, just so it could be the same day.
That is
dedication. Don't give it away. That's one of the Christmas plots.
Sorry.
Is it? I just thought that was pure dedication to the craft. And that's what I demand from our crew, and very seldom get it. But I got to give Bubble Boy credit.
A ship of fools.
Yes, it is kind of like that. Now, we're talking about Sharknado a little bit, and I'm actually going to talk serious because, yeah, we've been joking around. Now, listen to me, Bill. Now, you interrupted me at the end of the last segment. I'm actually trying to explain myself why I'm having so much fun.
That'll be perfect.
With this, because we had some very intense discussions about this Sharknado thing with some industry folks at Beneath the Sea last week. And, you know, they thought the same thing. They see me having so much fun with it. And like Greg, what's going on? Is it really that great? And I'm just like, yeah, it was a hoot. It was a big goof to participate in the movie. And I can't wait for it to come
Greg,
out. Yeah.
If somebody was going to run a story on your participation in this movie, would it be called an extra?
No.
Extra, would you be extra? Read all about it.
Yeah, it could be.
Would you be on the TV show Extra?
Yeah, maybe. I was already on Entertainment Tonight.
Would it be
you're having sugar-free
special?
Gum? Would you be eating extra?
Okay, can I get serious for once, guys? Listen.
Yeah, you are serious. Go ahead.
Now, here's the thing we were talking about. Of course, it's a big goof, and I'm having some fun with it on the show. We got I get this T-shirt I'm wearing. For matter of fact, it's pretty cool, huh? This is a one-off shirt. I have the only
is that
one
an extra
on
large?
The planet. It is. I don't understand.
He
why
would
that's
drop
so
the
fun.
Mic, but it's on a stand.
Yeah. Anyway, we're having a lot of fun with it, but from the industry standpoint, and I bring up Shark Week in particular being such a negative impact on shark conservation, as well as back in the day with Jaws 40 years ago when Jaws came out, it totally tore up the dive industry. Nobody wanted to get in the water, let alone with sharks. And things have changed dramatically. And Shark Week has not really helped in the last 5 to 10 years. It's gotten worse and worse. And the last few, in particular, with these mockumentaries they did, have been just... I mean, it's just been ridiculous and gone right back to Jaws mentality and scares the bejesus out of everybody. Now, here comes Sharknado. And when the first one came out, we got on the air, Bill. And I don't know if you remember this, but we actually got on the air and talked about, oh, my God, is this a new Jaws movie that we should be concerned with as a dive industry or as dive shop owners or people trying to share the love of diving? And now we're going to have to deal with this whole shark issue when it comes to trying to bring our friends into diving, because they're so afraid to get in the water because they think they're going to be eaten by a shark. Now, yeah, at the time, we weren't real clear on this Sharknado idea. Like, what? Sharks and tornadoes? What is going on? This sounds crazy. Well, of course, it was a big goof. And if you watch the film, if you want to call it a film, it is. It's like they're actually going for the joke. And it is kind of funny when you go in knowing that they're trying to make fun of this whole thing, and it's so absurd. It really doesn't have that effect at all. People wouldn't think like, oh my gosh, I'm going to stay out of the water because I'm going to be sucked up by a Sharknado. If you do, you have bigger issues than getting in the water, period. But it is so absurd. It doesn't have the same effect of Shark Week or of Jaws. And my feeling is it is such a online phenomenon in particular. I mean, Sharknado 2 was the highest rated movie ever on Sci-Fi Channel last year. That was 3.1 or 3.9 million people watched that show. And the third one that comes out in July, they expect it to be way bigger. And that's one of the reasons why I'm kind of jumping on the bandwagon, because I think that we should embrace this movie as divers and use it to suck in more friends and more potential dive buddies into the water. Because if they see, you know, some of this and we can leverage it and maybe we set up the pool, the Be a Diver pool with Big Wave Dave at the Sharknado 3 premiere or something. That would be freaking cool, guys. That would be awesome.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to get in the water with anybody who's stupid enough to watch this movie.
All right. Well, that's Captain
Patrick.
That's
all of us, I think.
No, wait a minute. That's not the point. You don't have to watch the movie. It's the attention that the movie gets with Entertainment Tonight, Extra. And every show that you can imagine from a Hollywood standpoint will be covering the premiere of Sharknado 3.
Okay, so
it will be a huge viewing online. Well, I mean, it's going to
so
be
what
a big
you're saying
viewing
is
event.
That in spite of the fact that the show is
ridiculous,
stupid beyond human comprehension,
correct? People
you
still
think
watch
we
it.
Should attach ourselves to it. because we would like to attract people who are looking for the campy kind of stupidity.
No, no. We should attract ourselves to the publicity that the movie gets. And because so many people will be paying attention and watching and all the hype that's surrounded with a big thing, you can't not pay for this kind of publicity, for diving, for anything remotely close to it, Bill. That's what I'm saying.
I think Sharknado will do for sharks what the television show Shark Tank has done for sharks.
No, I don't agree.
I think we also should probably do this show live from Memories Pizza in Indianapolis. That would be perfect.
You know what? I bet they could pay us a lot of money. They got a big marketing account right now, from what I hear. So I don't know.
Hey, can we go into extra innings?
Extra innings. Okay, Captain Patrick, you can leave now. All right. Hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving's coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.